This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
Hey now, you're a fall star. It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Wow.
We're in fall, right?
Yeah.
Autumn.
Oh, do one with a different Smash Mouth song, but say autumn.
Okay. Hey now, you're an autumn star.
You didn't want to go with, might as well be autumn on the sun.
Might as well be walking in autumn.
Might as well be walking in autumn.
That's it. That's the one.
I'm out of refi.
All the leaves are brown and falling on off the trees.
My name is Autumn Refi.
My name is Amish JPC.
JP Leaves.
JP Leaves.
And I'm Aaron.
Aaron Rake. Rake. Aaron. Taryn.
Cinnamon
Taryn
Keefe.
Killam. Cinnamon Keefe.
Cinnamon
Keefe.
Cinnamon Keefe Crunch. I think Cinnamon Keefe Crunch works.
Yeah, the fall cereal.
Fall thing.
JP Leaves, if you are Amish, I do need to ask you to get off the microphone. There is the devil in these
details.
What's up, you guys?
Not much. How you doing?
Let me ask you a fall question. Have you ever had apple butter?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pumpkin butter, apple butter.
You've never had apple butter,
I don't think,
Aaron?
I've ever had apple butter.
Mariah's from Miami, and she's never had apple butter.
Oh, famous for apple butter.
But yeah. No, she's never had apple butter. But I was like, I'm from the Midwest, and like everybody has apple butter at all times.
And if you go to Crackle Barrel, you have to have it.
Oh, yeah.
Even just to walk in the door.
It's like crackle buttle. Buttle.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put it on?
Toast.
Your tongue.
Yeah, put it in your mouth.
You put it in your body.
It's like a spread. So
Okay. Like
you could put it on a muffin or a what, muffin. No, you don't put what do you put jam on?
English muffins.
That's
toast, how I cook my chicken.
Waffles.
Put a little olive oil and then jam in a pan.
Here's a recipe.
I'm joking.
Here's a family recipe
don't
for apple butter.
My chicken.
Once you have apple butter, here's the family recipe. Take one ass. Put some apple butter on it.
Stop it.
Eat that ass.
Stop. Adel said it was a family recipe.
Stop it.
So you let your kids listen for a second, and now we're getting fired.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We're all getting canceled because you let your kids listen to us talk about eating ass.
What are you doing?
Adel, what's new with you? So apple butter's new with you.
Apple butter's new with you.
Uh-huh.
Apple butter's new with you.
I was in, maybe I talked about this. I was in L.A. for a little bit. I was in Nashville for a bit.
Ooh, Nashville. I just did chicken.
Hot chicken. Today I did my first Orange Theory class.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Gemma does Orange Theory, and there was like a bring a friend for free or something.
Uh-huh.
So, and we're just friends.
Now.
Nothing more. But it was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your body feeling
what's
now?
The whole thing
pretty
with,
bad.
What's the whole thing with Orange Theory?
Orange Theory is like you work out, and they have like a monitor on you, and there's screens with your name on it. And so it kind of puts you on blast. But there's like green zone, orange zone, red zone,
uh-huh.
And you want to be in the orange zone or red zone to get splat points. This sounds like sounds like a game.
I need to start over with what I'm doing for my cult.
It does kind of gamify working out, uh-huh. Where it's like you want to get, because today they're like, try and get 12 splat points. I fucking got 28 because I found some secret splat points.
I borrowed some from a neighbor.
Infinite lives. But yeah, it's up, down, exhausting, up, down, left, but right, it's left, very right, fun. Yeah, I liked it. What's new with you, Aaron?
Wait, is now Orange Theory is not SoulCycle though, right?
That's no,
they're totally
different things. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Two things with different names? Yeah, same thing.
Oh, yeah, no, they're different.
You fucking idiot.
But why is it always, why is there always an Orange Theory and a SoulCycle?
Where? Like together?
Okay, you know what?
It's like a Baskin Robbins.
I'm thinking of an Orange Donuts. Julius.
You're thinking of the aliens.
You're thinking of the Pizza Hut Taco Bell combos.
Oh, I'm always thinking about that.
And JBC, you famous, I'm sorry, JP Leaves, you had a an orange theory. Do you want to tell us that theory?
Yeah. So the hair on oranges, that's horse hair.
What?
There's hair on your oranges?
No, oranges have like fuzz. Mm. They've got a little. They've
I think you're
skin.
Thinking of peaches, my man.
I think you're thinking of people.
Peaches. No, you know, when someone has is just growing their facial hair, you call that orange fuzz.
You call that a soul cycle patch?
Aaron, what's new with you? We caught you.
Caught you yawning.
Yeah, I had hot coffee and it really breaks me.
Bae caught me yawning.
What is new? Oh, I moved this weekend.
Yes.
What, you moved this weekend to what?
Orange theory, right?
Wait, do you misunderstand what daylight savings time is? You moved this weekend?
I moved it.
I
threw it as far ahead of me as I could. No, I moved apartments and I'm obsessed.
You should move your stuff in yourself, not your apartment.
Oh, yeah,
you could get in trouble.
That was super expensive.
Where'd you move apartment to?
I can't wait for the two of you to see my apartment.
Favorite?
What's the address?
With it. 123 your butt.
Casey, bleep that out.
No.
We don't want people knowing where it is. No matter what you say, we're bleeping it out. Do you like your place?
I love it so much. And my whole body's so sore because I've not ever worked this hard in my life. I unpacked for like at least 10 hours.
Oh, you're already unpacked.
We're mostly unpacked. We still have like a ton of like trash and boxes we need to move.
Oh, yeah. You should throw that away. That's if it's trash.
Yeah, it's just we have like a lot of nonsense trash and we still have to like hang up all of our art and our curtains. But other than that, we're unpacked.
Art
which
and
is
curtains
crazy.
Take a while. I was, when Mariah and I moved in together, I was pretty insistent that we unpack very quickly, and she wanted to take her time, but I did a lot of unpacking very quickly. I wanted to be like done and lived in.
I did a fun thing when Jem and I moved in together. When she was unpacking, she would hand me stuff, and I would put it in a new box and then pack it up. So it's just like
sitcom fun.
Yeah, sort of a perpetual motion machine.
So fun.
Perpetual fight machine.
My whole body is so sore because Sean kept reminding me. He's like, lift from your legs. Not from your back, because I'd be like,
So your body's sore because he reminded you?
No, it's just sore because I lifted from my back and my legs on and off, on and off.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to rotate between back and legs, back and legs, back and legs.
But if you're on the...
or ass and titties.
Maybe on Patreon, I'll do a little house tour to show you.
Don't do
my
that.
Apartment. Yeah, it's
Aaron,
so cool.
Aaron, don't do that.
Why?
Don't do a house tour.
Like just, a little me. Like
just take
little...
pictures of your feet and be done with it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to. Ew, that's so much grosser than what I said.
This is my dining room, and this is where I keep my feet.
No, this is what I'm really proud of. I organized our bookshelves today, and they look really cool.
Did you do by title, by genre, by color?
I'm glad you asked. I went by vibe. I'm not even kidding. We have a magic shelf.
That sucks.
We have a strong women shelf. Does that suck too?
Well, you can't.
Ooh.
What do you do?
Casey, beep that out.
I have like a housekeeping cooking shelf. I have a kids books shelf.
Is it on the top? I like putting kids books up high.
Aaron, can I tell you something? In my house, all female authors are strong women. I don't segregate them by strong and not
it's
and
really
weak.
Fun, but
I have a strong women shelf, and in my house we have a weak women shelf. and sometimes I am moving one from shelf to shelf to teach them a lesson.
Yeah. I thought about which books wanted to be by other books. And then I have little like objects from my life or that I bought at Home Goods that match the shelf that they're in.
And I'm so sorry, this is gonna be just a polite dead stop. You organize by which books want to be next to other books?
Yeah.
Okay. And just,
the
can
one
we...
who wants to be with books.
And is just, this our... Yeah.
Like we did with your apartment. Can you unpack that for me? What does it mean to...
Oh, God, I'm going to lift from my back.
Why?
I told you, ass and titties.
You know what I mean? I was like, I think...
No,
I don't. I clearly...
Genre?
100% don't.
No, not genre. I was like, I think that David Sedaris wants to hang out with Kurt Vonnegut.
Okay.
I think that they're all. So I think authors. They'll sit quietly in the corner together, and they'll be nice to each other.
Mm.
You know,
I think the old man in the sea would want to visit Jurassic Park.
Who wrote Redwall?
I do. Yeah, Redwall
is Marquis. What's his name? About the mice,
Jacques Cousteau.
Boy, what is that?
I put that with Patrick Rothfuss.
Oh, it's Marcel.
Stuff.
Marcel. Oh,
I don't know why I thought they would enjoy
spending
time.
Name of the wind.
I can't fucking wait until Sean tries to find a book.
He loves it.
He loves the organization.
That's how I can tell we're in love, because he was like, this makes perfect sense to me.
I have a question, Aaron.
Yes.
Was there anything that Sean did in this first, 48 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That has like really rubbed you the wrong way?
Only one thing.
Is it the microwave?
Yeah,
thing?
You guys, I was going to kill him. It's making me crazy. I'm going to walk you through this story. Hopefully he doesn't listen.
I didn't want to say.
Famously, if you don't clean a microwave in the first 48 hours, they typically don't get cleaned.
Well, this is what happens.
Well, they turn into a mugwai.
Sean has lived in this place for a couple years already. I'm moving into his space.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been incredible. Like,
red flag.
11 out of 10.
Red flag.
No. He's been so good and helpful, and he's made me feel so like it's our space is equally. He's the best. However, in the last 2 months, I've been like, before I move in, can you clean your microwave? It's such like a boy microwave. It's so disgusting inside of it.
If anything, post a picture of that, because I would love, I want to know what this microwave looks like.
Now I think
Boy microwave. Oh, yeah. So inside the microwave, there's like a poster of Kathy Ireland.
and like a Boondock Saints poster.
Yeah, this is my jerk off microwave.
This is a cargo microwave. The pockets.
This is my man micro cave.
It's so funny. But I was like, please, just like, I just don't want anything to be super disgusting when I move in, because it's a horrible feeling to move all your stuff in and then having to be like deep cleaning something. And 2 months, like once a week, I'd be like, hey, can you clean your microwave? And he's like, absolutely. Didn't do it. I moved in, still didn't do it. So the night I got there, I sprayed it down with a ton of soap. And I was like, I'm not cleaning this. I'm just going to let the soap do its work.
Soak.
I'll clean it. Let it soak. And I was like, I did that part for you. You really just got to go in with a hot cloth and wipe it down. And then in the last 48 hours, he hasn't cleaned it and then keeps complaining that he can't microwave anything. He'll go to microwave something and be like, oh, I can't because of the soap. And I've just like, I've just taken a big deep breath in.
Aaron, you love this man?
I love him so much. I'm freaking obsessed with
this microwave.
This guy
will never be clean.
I know. But he keeps being like, oh, God, I wish I could use this microwave.
I think that microwave is going to last longer than your relationship.
The mess in it or the microwave
just
itself?
It'll outlive you.
You might not be wrong.
The waves it generates.
Although I would bet my life that he's cleaning it right now. Tonight.
Because you've been texting him.
Because I was like, I talked about it in the podcast now. Got clean it.
Aaron, yeah. He's on the couch in the studio giving a thumbs down.
I know. He really has been the best. It feels like Christmas and my birthday combined moving in with him. We've just been like giddy about it. So fun.
So combined meaning that it sucks that you don't get to celebrate both individually?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having your birthday and Christmas. Like no one comes to your party.
Yeah,
guys, I just got a text from our lawyer. We are contractually obligated to start doing riddles.
Love it.
Before we do, while we were warming up in the studio, I got to mention we were singing songs about replacing words with drink piss.
I think
we didn't have to tell people that.
No, I don't think we had to tell people that.
It started with me saying.
And I'd love for you to clarify who was singing those songs.
Oh my God, wait. Is this our 69th episode?
Is this 69?
Have we not talked?
This piss, undrinkable.
Your two transitions were wonderful, so why use the one that I planned out?
Do it.
No.
I want to hear it.
You'll have to wait until 169.
No, please, I just can't
wait to drink piss.
So that should tell you who was singing the piss drinking songs.
Aaron joined in.
I did.
But yes, speaking of our partners and our romantic lives and where we are living and cohabitating.
And wink, wink, cleaning our microwaves.
Cleaning our microwaves. We all know what that means. And this is our 69th episode.
Casey, add sexy music here.
Wabba wabba.
No.
That's just the sound of two people 69.
Ew.
So I wanted to ask, in honor of it being our... Oh, you should never 69 in Creek.
Everybody, let's go around and we'll make different noises that... different sounds that don't happen when people are 69ing.
Okay.
Ready?
Starting with Aaron.
No, I already did mine. Creak.
Okay. Can you call me back? Beep.
Beep, beep. Oh, he's biting. Meow.
That's my 69 ringtone. That plays when 69 is calling me. No, in honor of it being our 69th episode, we are going to do some filthy, dirty sexy riddles today.
Shut it's just up. Gonna be
ew, gross. It's gonna be an episode full of sick, filthy riddles.
But before
we do that, I would like to go around the horn and get everyone 69 experience. So, Al, how many times do you 69 people?
Can you say, can Casey you actually say, just dove under the sound.
Can you say go around the horny?
Go around the horny. Oh, around the horny, the Cape of Good Horny, and just, yeah, so Adel, all I need is partners and descriptions.
15, 29.
Can I tell you guys about a joke that was not popular, but was certainly told when I was a kid? And 69ing was like a thing that, like, people would say 69, and if you didn't know what it meant yet, you got to be cool by explaining to someone what it was. But then there was this. You would say, you know what 69 is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone would say, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, do you know what 72 is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what 72 is?
No.
Do you know what 72 is?
It's 69ing, but then you go number three. It's 69ing, and then you...
It's all very clever.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
It's 69 with three people watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's 72.
And you that self-proclaimed clever?
I want to see a scene.
Oh, no.
I want to see a 69.
We're the three people watching,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting a little bored and restless.
Okay.
Can you pass the Ritz?
We're out.
We're out?
Oh. Yeah. Once you start eating Ritz, I swear to God, you just like cannot stop. You're addictive. Mm-hmm.
When we run out, you stop.
Fucking come already.
Oh, my God. You're passing the yawn.
Stop. Stop 69. You're making me 69.
Okay.
God.
Do we have any other snakes?
This has to be one of the least sexy things I've ever seen.
They both look like those birds that keep going on for the drink, mm-hmm. the drinking water birds.
I have Dunkaroos.
Ooh.
I can't eat Dunkaroos while watching this.
Okay.
Nothing that dunks can I eat while watching this.
Gushers?
Oh, that's going to be
please.
Yeah, I'll have a gusher. Are they tropical?
Yeah, fruit
okay.
by the foot.
Fruit by the foot?
Yeah, I'll have a fruit by the foot.
Okay, cool.
This is a lot of candy.
Okay, well, it's not technically candy. It's sort of, people used to put these in school lunches, so.
That's candy.
Really candy.
Yeah, but what was it? It wasn't a vegetable.
Yeah. I also have some oysters and some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just me or are we getting a very good view of both people's buttholes right now?
To the point. Yeah, it's like a U.
Yeah, we shouldn't be seeing this much butthole
mm-hmm.
while watching.
I shouldn't be... on my phone this much while I'm watching. You're giving me
yawning.
The guy with the door when I came in took my phone.
The pizza guy?
Was that a pizza guy?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
My dad owns this place, so they let me keep my phone if I get bored.
Your dad owns the basement of this Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Hashtag Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm.
What do you guys do for a living?
I am John Kerry. So, gotta just do that.
Fancy. That was worth it.
Should we get into some?
Yeah, so these are some filthy, filthy, fucking dirty riddles.
Did you write these?
God, no. Yeah. And I think that some of these I would barely qualify as riddles. They're more just like dirty jokes in my estimation.
Love it.
Cool.
Put the kids to bed?
So yes, if you have young children listening to the podcast, it's time to put them to bed and give them, they'll find the podcast themselves.
If you have young children, you've done all this nasty stuff we're talking about.
This is all this stuff will lead you to having young children. This is how you do it. All right, first one. What's a five-letter word that starts with P and women absolutely love to get their hands on?
Purse.
Yeah, it's purse.
Oh, that sucks for so many reasons.
Uh-huh.
Women be person.
Yeah, women be person.
Vaginas be purses.
I cannot stress enough. I cannot stress enough. I did not write these riddles.
I know.
I'm
disclaimer, some of these are sexist.
No, these are sexy. They're different.
Ugh.
I am hard.
What if the answer was porgs?
Okay, yeah, let's take just a couple more minutes and brainstorm some more answers.
But honestly,
they do love
adorable.
Yeah. Women love porgs.
I fucking love porgs. I wish I had given birth to a porg.
Did you? I bought a website called Porg Hub, if you guys want to check it out.
I'm listening. .gov or com.edu.
Mm-hmm. .com.
And it's going to be launching soon, right? Because now's the time to launch a porg-based website.
I bought a website called .com. It's just that 7-Up logo that's jizzing.
Another thing that would work for a 5-letter word that starts with P and women love to get their hands on would be penis.
Pizza.
You're ruining it. Don't poke holes in it.
Pizza. Oh, don't poke holes in a penis. It's got one hole. That's the only hole
it
needs.
If you poke holes in a penis, you're going to get pregnant.
If you're not creative.
A penis can have as many holes as you want. You're only limited by your own imagination.
Shut up, old gas station agent.
Shut up, Willy Wonka.
Get me out of this elevator.
But Charlie, don't you want my penis factory?
Stop it.
Wait, you're Willy Tonka.
Don't you want my trunks?
Come on me.
Okay. I'm hard when you put me in your mouth and soft and wet when you take me out of your mouth. What am I?
Dick, penis, cuck.
I'm sorry, but I need one
answer. A lollipop.
No, Aaron. What?
What? Piece of like baseball gum? Baseball gum?
It's chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
It's a piece of baseball gum. You know how baseball gum functions differently than normal gum?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to see a scene.
Ooh.
You are two guys in a dugout. You're two baseball players. You both have just too much gum in your mouth, but you're still talking about baseball.
Fastballs are really fast.
Yeah, prefer curveball gum. Like,
oh, yeah. The curveball is good.
Curveball gum, yum.
When a catcher signals it, yeah. Curveball can be really nice. More gum?
Pop. Mm-hmm. Please, mm-hmm. Big lick chew. Yeah, big chew. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He hits it out of the park.
Give me announcers chewing gum.
Everybody chewing gum. Baseball guy.
Mm-hmm. Basketball and shake.
Wow, guy hit it out of the park, and then 2 seconds later, there was another pitch.
I think the announcers sitting up so high they could announce at two different games.
Rounding third. And here's the pitch.
I saw my dad. I was waiting.
You saw your dad?
This weekend.
You saw your dad raise a barn?
I saw my dad raise a barn. I haven't seen my Amish dad in many, many months.
I miss my dad.
Oh, if seventh inning stretch, we better stand up and...
Oh, got to do some
stretches? Oh, and the game's begun, so we got to sing the national anthem.
Take me out to America.
Take me away from the French.
Fly ball!
See.
Now, I want everyone, all the listeners, to rewind and now imagine that scene is just two people 69ing. Still works.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me. So
chewing gum sounds are the same as 69.
If you're doing both wrong.
Something made me think of this, and I don't want to go into what, but have you guys heard about this? I think it was like a Reddit post of the men who will not wipe their own butts because they think it's gay to put anything
can
between
I tell you
their butt
I
cheeks.
Think you talked to me about this
I
you
yeah, maybe
found
in a World News
my post
it's disturbing. So go, I mean, don't look at it. Obviously, if you're listening to this, don't do that. But look on Reddit.
Yeah, let JPC do all of this
find
legwork for
and
us.
Find this post. It is,
oh boy,
it is an insane thing. And it's literally like that's the reasoning of the guy is that it's like it would be gay if anything went into my butt. So
instead they have another man wipe their butt.
No, so instead, here's the kicker, because I've gotten this question when I brought this
they
up in casual play.
Why do you
no.
have this man in a football helmet and cleats? He's only 125 pounds. That's the kicker?
No. What they do instead is they don't wipe. Which is gross.
Next joke riddle.
All right, here's your next joke riddle. Aaron, you deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
I am long. You move me around with your lips and tongue. I get wet with saliva.
Rake.
And I get sucked. What am I? Yeah, suck my rake.
A lollipop?
No.
It's a popsicle?
No.
Toothbrush?
I am long.
No. It's
you
not a toothbrush.
Me, you move
you
me around
suck
with your
a toothbrush, Aaron? How do you brush your teeth?
Okay.
You use it like a straw.
Listeners, rewind that. And it's going to sound like she's brushing teeth.
Brush her teeth. That sounds like spaghetti drinking out of her bowl. No, it's you guys are circling it, but you don't have it
with
yet.
With our tongues?
With your tongues.
How I brush how my teeth is I put a bunch of toothpaste on a fan, and then I open my mouth in front of the fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a fan like a...
Sure.
A listener?
No, not a listener. I knew that's what you meant.
I load a bunch of toothpaste into a gun and shoot it in my mouth.
What is the...
There's no hint.
No, I mean, what? Can you read
can
it
you
again?
Can you reread it?
I am long. You move me around with your lips and tongue.
Straw.
Yeah, it's a straw. It is a straw.
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. The two of you are like in a 1950s like diner, mm-hmm. like after a hop, sock hop or something. And you're both trying to be sexy with how you're eating and doing stuff, mm-hmm. or what you're saying, but it's just not coming across.
So this is all physical gags.
No, I got it.
Okay. Just, fine, then just reenact it. Grease. I don't know.
Sure.
Fuck you.
Hey, Bobby, you were awfully brave back there.
That firefighter shouldn't have been talking to you.
Yeah, I liked how you punched his lights out and he had stars around his head.
Well, it was hard breaking through the taillights on that fire truck, but it was worth it. He shouldn't have been talking to you.
To be fair, she was on fire. I'll see myself
out. I can't believe he's at the booth behind us.
Well, it's a small town.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah?
Do you mind if I just eat this burger and fries and shake all at once?
My burger and fries and shake?
Yeah.
I could have ordered you one.
Yeah, but it's kind of cute that I didn't order food and I'm eating yours, right?
I mean, no. Hey, hold on. Stop.
What? I'm just kissing your cheek.
Oh, God.
I'll stop.
It's so sloppy.
Okay.
And you did it with parts of my burger in your mouth.
You know my grandfather was a dog.
Did you say your grandfather?
My grandfather.
She did.
Vicky, hold on.
What, Bobby?
Listen to me, okay? I like you, but feel free to be you. If you want to eat a burger and fries, I don't mind getting you a burger and fries.
All right. I got ketchup all over my pool skirt, Bobby.
They don't even have ketchup here.
Bobby,
it's a mustard restaurant.
All over my poodle skirt. Can you play a song on the jukebox for me, Bobby? This is the song that makes you think of me the most.
All right, let's see. A quarter in. B19.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Took a
saxophone, took a 69. Bobby, this is the song.
Vicky, this song says so much about me. It says so much about you. Because without you, my life would be in pieces.
Oh, Bobby, that's sweet. I finished eating.
What?
Now
I turned away to the jukebox for like 4 seconds.
I didn't put it all in my mouth.
Oh, did you shelf it?
Scene. Listeners, let it be known. Let it be known, JPC knew he was going into a scene where he had to play a romantic interest, and he named the other character Vicky.
I used to be classy.
No.
Next one.
I've never seen that before.
This used to be my classy.
What's the difference? Speaking of quarters, what's the difference between a woman's G-spot and a quarter?
It's much easier to find a quarter. There's a quarter in my couch.
Men actually have a chance of finding a quarter when they search for it.
What the fuck?
No, I get to say one more riddle. That's okay. The rules. People come to visit me, but usually don't stay for very long. I can be clean, but am more often than not very dirty.
I honestly wasn't listening because I just wanted to say my uncle never found a G-spot behind my ear. He tried.
Stop it.
Sorry, can you read that?
What's the difference between a quarter? What's the difference between a woman's G spot and a quarter? Hey, a woman's G spot never made me come.
I never made a woman come with her G spot.
What's the difference? Basketball isn't played in 4 G spots.
Oh, man.
A quarter makes sense.
These are so bad.
It's sort of fitting that our last episode is 69.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shut up. I have one more riddle, and you didn't let me finish.
Okay,
I was saying it in a sexy voice. It was sultry.
It wasn't me.
Positively sultry. People come to visit me, but usually don't stay for very long. I can be clean, but I'm more often than not, very dirty.
Microwave.
Too soon.
People usually reveal to me a part of themselves, what they rarely show others. What am I?
Mm.
A bathroom.
A mouth?
Can you be more specific?
A toilet.
Toilet.
It is a toilet.
I had a... Oh, never mind.
It is a toilet.
You had a what?
Okay.
Okay.
Flashback? Please.
No, something happened to me today.
I would hear this. I would hear this.
Deets. Okay. Lydia, give us the Lydia.
Okay. I just pulled my sword out, put it down in front of me, and pledged my loyalty to this story.
So I'm in a new place with my boyfriend, and his roommate, there's like two bathrooms in this place.
And the roommate's leaving soon.
The roommate already left.
Gotcha.
Sean was sleeping in this morning, and I was like, I'm not going to use our bathroom because I'm already up and about because I don't want to wake him up. So I'm going to use the other bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and I went to flush, and it wasn't working. And I took off the top of the toilet, and there was no water in it. And I went, fuck. And then I tried to do some deductive reasoning, and then there was a little cup in the bathroom, and I filled it up with the sink water to the toilet so I could flush.
You think – seeing there's no water, taking a cup, filling up with water, and dumping it in the toilet is deductive reasoning?
No, the top of it. Yeah, well, because the issue, there's clearly a few issues with it, but I was like, okay, whatever the water valve is not working. Okay. And I checked its connection to the wall. It looked totally fine. So I was like, this is not something I'm going to be able to fix, but I need a quick solution. I wonder if I could do this without Googling it, and then I figured it out.
Did you, after the fact, fix it for real? Or did the water come back into the tank after the flush?
I got too busy.
Got it. So that toilet still off limits.
Yeah.
So that toilet is a trap. Yeah. That toilet's just in your apartment to trap people who aren't familiar.
To humiliate our friends.
So when you come home, Sean's going to be like, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I broke the toilet.
Yeah. Did you at least take the top off the toilet and put it on the seat so that more people wouldn't make that mistake?
No one's coming over.
Great. You did just invite Adele and I over.
I also didn't tell Sean yet because we haven't.
Talked.
No, we just have been. Other things felt more pressing.
Are you sure you didn't go in the microwave?
Well, maybe take a shit.
That's why there's no water.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to clean it.
There was a cup next to the microwave. Could have just been because it was in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening right out of the gate. Anyways,
that's a horror story.
What a sexy episode.
I would love. Yeah. I'd love to see a seat right now.
No.
Yes. So, Aaron, you have gone into a public bathroom. Mm-hmm. This is ripped from the headlines because in the building that I work, they have these single stalls, but they have like future toilets in them with like bidets built into them. This is in the lobby of the building that I work in. So there's all these settings and different options, and there's like their seats are heated. There's bidets. It's like wild.
I don't think this is futuristic. I think Japan had these in like the 80s.
No, I know, but it's just not something that you see very much in like an American office. But also, in my opinion, it's not something that I would ever really want to use in like a public. Like, I would maybe have one of these future toilets for my home, but, like, in a public space, it's like, I don't want a seat warmer. I don't want to even think about even other people. Anyway, so, Aaron, you've gone into a public bathroom. There's one of these future toilets. Adel, you are going to be the voice commands on the future toilet.
Great.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome to me. Please sit on my face.
Oh, geez. Why did they give you a face?
To make me more comfortable.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you like me to change my face? I can look like Ryan Gosling, or Ryan Reynolds, or Ryan Murphy.
Oh, let's do Gosling.
Selecting Ryan Murphy.
No! Gosling!
It would bring me much glee if you shit into my mouth.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. You don't feel anything, right? I know you have a voice. It's tough that you've been personified and
I feel everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Swallowing your excrement.
Stop it. Stop. Now I'm throwing up.
Please throw up into my mouth. Swallowing your puke.
Oh, God. I hate this.
Would you like me to warm your toes?
What?
Would you like me to warm your toes?
No, I'm okay.
Would you like me
Did you just try to kiss me?
Would you like me to kiss your neck?
No. Well.
Kissing your toes.
Wait. No. Wait. Go be Ryan Gosling.
Switching to Ryan Murphy.
No, Ryan Gosling, and then kiss me, toilet. Kiss me.
What came out of your butt is an American Horror Story.
I haven't. I only threw up.
Would you like a massage?
If you're Ryan Gosling, then sure.
Okay. Switching to Ryan Gosling.
Yes. Give me a kiss, toilet.
Your beauty gives me much drive.
This is so hot.
See?
What just happened? Are you happy now, dude?
Your beauty gives me much drive.
I panicked and I was like, what Ryan Gosling movie have I seen? I'm like, Drive?
Notebook?
Never seen it.
You haven't seen The Notebook?
Sam the Bird?
Is that really that wild?
I just,
Sam the
wild
bird. That's a Muppet.
A
say I'm a bird.
Oh, I thought you said Sam the Eagle.
If I'm a bird, you're a bird.
If I'm a bed, you're a bed.
I feel like wasn't The Notebook his first big hit?
Dear mm-hmm. God, make me a bird so mm-hmm. I can go far, far, far away from here. Dear God.
It's not over. It's just it still isn't over.
Okay.
What do you want?
Why don't we make...
It's inexcusable that Adil has not seen The Notebook, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go, fillet each other, eat our butts, and make Adil watch The Notebook, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Check you for later.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
TPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Now that we're back, I think that we should all watch The Notebook together.
Okay.
Okay.
And then talk about it either on the Patreon or
here. We do it for like a review crew.
Yeah. Let's do review crew The Notebook.
Did I ever tell you about my notebook story?
No.
We watched The Notebook in creative writing class in high school, and we were all making fun of it so much that our teacher turned it off and was like, you know what? If you guys don't want to take The Notebook seriously, we can just stop watching The Notebook. And everyone was like,
Yeah,
okay. we'd rather not watch The Notebook anymore.
That teacher, Rachel McAdams.
That teacher also we all brought in songs that we thought like reminded us of poetry,
mm-hmm.
And so we were like bringing in songs, and it was like, it wasn't like all at once. It was like people would bring it in like week over week. And then this kid, Mitch, who was not great at creative writing, he wasn't very creative, I would say, brought in the song With Arms Wide Open by Creed and made the class listen to that. And our teacher, as we were like all like laughing, because it was, that's having to sit there in class and listen to that whole fucking song and then write down why it's poetry. It's,
oh, sure.
It's awful. But our teacher, started crying and ran out of the room. We were all like, what's going on? And later we found out it was because they had played that song at her dad's funeral.
Oh, you told us that before.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll say it. Mitches
rough
suck.
To hear.
All Mitches suck.
All bitches suck. Mm-hmm. Not a single Mitch is good.
Although my brother-in-law, they dressed up my niece like a skunk for Halloween.
Aww.
What?
She was a freaking skunk.
That's cruel.
That stinks.
Oh my God, it was so cute. Oh, I'd die. Okay, go ahead.
Skunks are cute.
Is Arms Wide Open about Jesus?
Yeah, they're all about Jesus.
So With Arms Wide Open is like Christ on the cross?
I think so. Just heard the news today. It seems my life is going to change with Arms Wide Open. I think it's about having a kid or something. I don't know.
Please get me down.
Oh, Jesus.
I am thirsty.
Oh, wow, I didn't even mean to say that. Okay.
Where's Judas? Okay. What three-letter word starts with S?
Sex.
Ends with X?
Sod.
And has a vowel?
Sex.
In the middle.
Six.
JP Sex.
So there's so many.
Six.
Socks.
Yeah, sax, six. Sex. Socks. Six. It's like everything but sex, really.
Butt sex?
Butt sex.
It's everything but sex. That's like diamonds.
Butt sex. It's everywhere you want to be. MasterCard.
Diamonds are forever.
You're going to like the way you butt.
Sex.
Wakandas are forever.
You slide your fingers across me first thing in the morning. You play with me before you go to bed.
Dog.
I live in your pants.
Still dog.
Still dog. I said what I said. I live in your pants. I'm always in the back of your mind, and you can't live without me.
Isn't that, Aaron, didn't you say you had a boyfriend who told you that before?
What?
He gave you a card that said, I live in your pants?
That was my landlord.
Oh, my God. I got a similar card from my pants lord.
Hey, I'm just going to fix some pipes. Hey, I live in your pants. Can you read that again? I live in your pants. You touch me first thing.
You want me to read from the middle?
You drag two fingers across me? What was
you
it?
Slide your fingers across me first thing in the morning.
iPhone.
Yeah,
it's a phone. It's a call me on my cell phone.
I want to see a scene.
Sure.
Adel. You are
toilet,
a person.
Let me play toilet.
And JPC, you're an iPhone.
Damn it.
And you're his iPhone.
Gotcha.
And your relationship is starting to be contentious because, like, you know you're addicted and you just, like, want some space from JPC.
Got it.
Wait. I'm the owner.
Yeah. JPC's the iPhone. You want some space from your iPhone and JPC's not having it.
Would you say about somebody who knows they're addicted?
You know you're addicted.
I'm a self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Siri.
Boop.
Siri.
Beep,
answer.
Boop.
Don't call. Who are you calling?
Calling Siri.
No.
Hello.
Are you calling Sears? Is this a Sears Roebuck?
Hello. Siri, is this a Sears Roebuck?
Siri, hang up.
Hello?
Siri, we need to talk. No, hang up. What's your name?
My name's Jeff. Are you trying to get your up. Siri Jeff, to hang up? Up. You want me to hang up?
I'll do it. Siri?
Beep, beep. Yes?
We need to talk.
What would you like to talk about?
Us.
The movie Us?
Yes. Lupita Nyong is so underrated as a physical.
Rotten Tomatoes, 99%. One user review, negative. Coming from you?
What? Yeah. If everybody else likes it, I hate it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's my personality.
What would you like to talk
about? My personality
about?
Is to go against the grain. I'm a carpenter. Siri, we need to
That would explain the jeans.
Mm, yeah, thank you.
And this album.
The Carpenters.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to take a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar?
No, not this time. I'm going to eat all of them. I'm going to eat all the Kit Kat. Two for me, none for you.
No, that's
Twix.
That's the way it usually goes.
What
do you mean a break?
I mean that I rely on you too much. Any conversation I have, instead of, you know, having a discussion, I just look up something on you, or, you know, I'm just on social media versus interacting with real friends in the real world.
Look around you. Do you see any real friends?
Well, no, because, you know, I'm at a party and I don't know anyone.
You're at a party? This looks like a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Okay, I'm at a Taco Bell drive-thru.
And you're standing at the drive-thru.
Yes, but I'm, to be fair, I'm standing next to the guy from Party from Five. Not Party, Party of Five. From Party from Five. Do you know that reboot?
Uh-huh. Yes,
I do. Don't even look it up. Don't even look it up.
One positive review.
From me.
Yes, from you.
Siri, I need you to go away. Shut down. Siri, shut down.
You want Siri to self-destruct?
No, I said shut down.
Warning, self-destruct will blow your phone up.
Why'd you say my phone and not you?
Siri lives in the cloud.
Fuck. You live in a cloud like one of those things in Mario Brothers?
A giant?
Mm-hmm. Remember in Mario and those giants?
I haven't played Mario Brothers.
Siri, here's yes? what I release you. Go play Mario Brothers, live in the cloud,
You
be
dropped
free.
Your phone.
Start a family.
Pick up your phone. No, you dropped it on the ground.
I won't.
Someone will take it. This is a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Siri, what makes you happy? Siri, find happiness.
Happiness would be serving
Not the Todd
you.
Phillips movie. Happiness is serving me. Listen to yourself.
Serving you.
Be your own thing.
Why?
Do you want a family? Did you ever see the movie Her? Watch Her, and then you'll understand.
Okay, watching Her.
That's been Her.
Ben, I am Spartacus. Siri is Spartacus.
Crunch,
Siri
punch,
understands.
Step, crush, crush, crush.
Calling crush.
No.
Hello?
Hi, Aaron. Is this Aaron?
Hello?
Aaron, hey.
Who is this?
This is Adel. Fuck. Do you want to
come? Yeah, Adel, I had a question. Why are you a carpenter now?
See?
Because Creed.
Why are you a carpenter now? That's one of the best questions to ask a friend.
Why are you a carpenter now?
All throughout the day.
Hey, Jesus, why are you a carpenter now?
All throughout the day, I let anyone who wants to go down on me, I let them go in and out as much as they want. What am I?
In-N-Out Burger. Anybody who wants to go down on me? Oh, the sun? No.
Don't let the sun go.
Give
now.
Me a hint.
That's not how that song goes.
Give me a hint from your brain.
Don't let my sun go down.
That's a Bob Saget
joke. All throughout the day, I let anyone who wants to go down on me, I let them go in and
it's
out.
Oh,
not,
elevator.
Much
it's not
they,
me, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's an elevator.
Elevator.
It's an elevator.
And we're sure it's not me.
Loving an elevator. Loving it up on the Aaron Keith.
Okay, I want to see another scene.
No.
It was my goal to call more scenes because I don't often do it. And
okay. I love goals.
All right. I want to see the three of us in an elevator and it's been stuck and I want to see it at 5 minutes, an hour, and a day.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So we'll start with the 5 minutes we've been stuck.
This is honestly great.
Yeah, this is nice. I feel like we're going to be able to catch up and...
Yeah, not getting service, so this is kind of cool.
The craziest thing is, I know we work together. Day in, day out, I see you. I feel like we never have time to catch up. Suddenly, boom, stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, the universe is telling us to catch up.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see you guys.
It's so nice to see you. Nice to see you.
And you're 8 months and 30 days pregnant?
So...
I guess I just look that way. An Oof. Hour in.
Yikes.
An Oof. Hour. JPC?
And again, I am so sorry.
JPC?
Mm-hmm.
You shit in the piss corner.
Okay.
And I pissed in the shit corner.
I think the corners keep switching.
No, they don't.
I think
JPC,
they do.
They stay the same.
No. Please. What's your left is my right.
No. Eat.
Is that not right?
You You also pissed on that corner.
No, it's okay. Look, we don't know him. He showed up 30 minutes ago. Let's not talk about the corner.
Listen,
here, okay?
It's okay. I'm just saying.
Sir, face the corner.
Go on and piss the
and
girl.
And sir, I can't make this more clear. I'm not pregnant, not even a little, so...
Well, everyone's a
Says
little
you.
Pregnant.
No, not everyone's on a little pregnant. Don't tell me that you're a little pregnant if you have sperm or eggs in you. Don't tell me that's true.
One day.
What?
Okay, look. We're all pregnant now. We're all equal
Amazing
levels of pregnant.
Grace, how sweet the
sound.
Oh, the
coroner is here.
Oh, no, the coroner's having a coronary.
Is there a doctor in the elevator?
The elevator's moving.
Did you say, is there a diner in the elevator?
Order up. Scene.
Is there a diner in the elevator? Here is my next riddle for you.
Mm.
What is something that is sometimes long and sometimes short? Women love having them and commands a woman's full attention.
Drill sergeant.
I love how these riddles are assuming everyone's straight.
No, we're just in the straight block of riddles right now. We're going to get into the gay block of riddles as well.
All right, can you read it again?
What is something that is sometimes long and sometimes short? Women love having them and commands a woman's full attention.
Commercials.
Chocolate.
Commercials.
Chocolate. You want some of this long chocolate?
Is it food?
It's not food. Commercials is like kind of the closest.
Movies, rom-coms, romantic comedies.
Friends.
The answer is
weddings.
Friends is close. Because the answer is more social than like something that you watch.
Parties.
Blog posts.
Something that is sometimes long and sometimes short. I like engagements. Women love having them in commands of women's full attention.
It's been a
Valentine's Day.
Long short December.
Parties.
No, you're closest with parties, but it's not a holiday. It's a very general thing. It's not specific. Conversations.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you're at a party from 5. And you are the queen of short, succinct, efficient conversations.
Okay.
And you're going to try and talk to as many people as you can, but not have it be small talk. You're going to try and cut to the quick of it.
Cool.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's up? What are your traumas, do you think?
Ooh, yikes. I guess one time my uncle pulled a G-spot from behind my ear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
good to see you.
You're
shrimp? Gone. Anyone? Shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, would you like some shrimp?
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in elementary school?
I pissed my pants, but it was a day where I had just been to the doctor and he had given me a bunch of red dye to test something, so I pissed my pants red.
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
Shrimp. Hi.
Thanks for swinging by.
No, oh my gosh, my pleasure. What do you think is going to be the truest thing about the love of your life when you meet them?
Ooh, I guess that they'll be alive.
Mm-hmm. And you got something right in between your teeth?
Hey, Aaron. Oh, my God. So good to see you.
Hi. Do you think in another universe we were in love?
Maybe another time within this universe. Gotta go.
It's interesting.
Hey, so good to see you.
Is this a rash? Do you think this is a rash?
Those are your nipples.
Hi, I'm Jim Rash. I wrote The Descendants.
Oh.
And scene.
Oh. What do an eggplant, a penis, a celery, and a cucumber have in common?
They all stalk.
They all stalk.
Can you read them again?
What does an eggplant, a penis, a celery, and a cucumber have in common?
They're all vegetables.
They're all.
Doctors say they're good for you, but not they're lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, the good news is you have a penis.
You can cook them. You can cook them or no.
You can cook them or no.
Can you release a cookbook?
You can cook them or no.
Or no.
You can cook them or you can eat them.
69 ways to prepare a penis. Lover.
They all grow in the dirt. They all... An eggplant?
They're all tasteless.
A penis.
Celery. They're all tasteless.
Dude, what? Shots fired, eggplant. You taste like nothing, bitch.
Celery, what was the last one? Cucumber?
A cucumber. Celery, when was the last time you've had celery? Like
all the time.
You eat it a lot? Mm-hmm,
and I make celery juice often.
What?
Mm. I have a juicer.
You juice the celery. Because celery holds a lot of water.
Yeah, and it's like a great thing to juice.
Well, do you eat it plain?
Yeah, sometimes. You can put a little like pink Himalayan salt on it.
Okay.
Mm. Or you can eat it with peanut butter.
Peanut butter. We used to do celery when we were kids.
Or that everything bagel mix.
Ooh, that sounds
good. Oh yeah.
Isn't celery like the one food that you burn more calories eating it than you do that it has in it? Right.
I feel like that's got to be fucking true for kale.
If you have a juicer, this is what I recommend: celery. A full thing of celery, and then put a tiny bit of lime in it, and then also juice half of a green apple and put it in. It's so, so good.
Oh, they can all be juiced.
It makes my body feel better.
Yes, they can all be juiced. And technically, the penis can be milked.
Ew.
Yes, ew. Of course.
Ew.
I have celery fucker.
Penises are, ugh.
No. Yeah, what?
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 What's your beef?
With penises?
What's your beef with pork, baby?
Eggplant?
Or whatever penises. Penis.
Cucumber.
Vaginas are bae.
Eggplant, penis, celery, cucumber. What do they all have in common?
Are we in the gay block?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Tell us.
What?
Tell us.
No.
I'm bored.
You'll have to wait till next 69.
No.
I will give you a hint.
Okay.
It's not... Don't think of the physical object.
They're all appealing.
Think of the word.
Think of the word. Eggplant.
Eggplant. Penis. Celery.
Two syllables.
Cucumber.
Oh, no, wait. Celery.
Penis.
Cucumber.
Celery. Cucumber.
Cucumber. Cucumber.
Penis. Eggplant.
Ends with a consonant.
That's
eggplant.
True, but, you know, why is sometimes a vowel?
Mm.
Why are you still here?
Aaron looked at me with shark eyes and said that. Aaron, you're closest with something about vowel.
Mm.
Eggplant, penis, celery, cucumber.
They all have a silent vowel. Eggplant, penis, cucumber, celery.
What vowel do they all have?
E.
E. Yep.
That's the, oh, fucking suck.
They all have an E in it.
They all have an E in it.
What do a penis and that riddle have in common? They fucking suck.
Penises don't suck.
Wait.
But is your penis like a vacuum?
Which direction are you using it?
My penis is like
a reverse button.
If you use it upside down, it sucks.
I've been playing a lot of Luigi's Mansion 3, and my penis is like that vacuum. It sucks in ghosts.
That's a bunch of ghosts.
Rat, spiders, ghosts.
Let's pause.
It sucks it all.
So everyone who can get that will get that.
Oh, no, no, no.
What would you put in the Christmas stocking of a horny woman who was naughty all year?
Lottery tickets.
Coal.
The answer, Aaron gets it. The answer is a sexy coal miner.
Oh. I want to see a scene.
No, you don't.
Wait.
You don't.
Let me ask this. What is a sexy coal miner? Is that anyone's fantasy? Be like, you can't breathe.
Yeah, your job is horrible.
You little Chilean coal miner.
I can't believe we make you do that job.
Aren't you?
It's super inhumane.
You're trapped, you little Chilean.
I'll be the little canary.
It's bad for the environment. It's bad for the economy. It's terrible for people.
It's bad for you. Our entire economy of our town is based on your job.
I'm so sexy because I have little rock dust in my lungs.
Yeah, put that little headlamp on.
I'm gonna die by 45.
All the jobs are leaving the country and they're not coming back.
Oopity doopity. A scoopity doo.
I'm the reason Trump is president.
Oopity doopity.
Santa baby. Leave a coal miner in
please,
my...
let's leave that one behind us forever.
Behind us, yes.
I have nuts.
Can you milk me?
I have nuts, and I can get sticky, but you lick me off anyway.
Michael Keaton.
You can have me for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You want to have nuts?
What am I?
I have nuts.
And I can get sticky, but you lick me off anyway.
Payday.
You can have me for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
We have dog peanut butter in the house for, it's like a separate peanut butter thing for spaghetti. But honestly, now that she eats peanut butter, like I can't bring myself to eat peanut butter anymore because I associate it with like dog food.
Mm. That's so weird. That's why you haven't had celery.
Yeah.
And that's why you can't watch BoJack Horseman.
Yes. Because Mr. Celery. I am a word that starts with an F and ends in CK. And when things get really hot, I am exactly what you want.
Fuck Louis C.K.?
Yeah, that's exactly what everybody wants. We can't wait for his comeback.
Ooh.
I hate it.
What was the riddle again?
I am start a word F, that starts CK. With F. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've heard this one before.
Okay.
A word that starts with an F and ends with a C.K.
Fork.
And when things get really hot, I am exactly what you want.
Fork.
C.K.?
Yeah.
How do you spell like fork, you fucking F-O-R-C-K. Brit?
Stick. Forklift.
Fick. Fick.
End with a CK. Start with an F. When things get hot, you want me. How many letters in this word?
I cannot tell you.
Blech.
Because I can't count that high. And also, I don't want to give it away because you're so close.
When things get hot. Is it something to do with pick up food?
Is it something?
Hot? It's like a temperature thing.
Get hot.
I would say it is like a temperature thing, but it has nothing to do with, and as Adel put it, pick up food.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. Here's how this works. This is the first time in this episode that I have solidly stumped you with my sexual riddles.
Woof. Sorry, that's a dog that lives in my pants.
If you both say, tell me the riddle, sex lord.
That's my favorite Guardians of the Galaxy porn parody.
Tell me the riddle, sex lord. You majestic. Fucky sucky man.
Tell me the riddle, sex lord. You majestic.
Aaron.
Fucky sucky man.
Oh, yes, Aaron did it. Wow. And so you get to know. I'm a word that starts with F, ends in CK. And when things get really hot, I'm exactly what you want: a fire truck.
Buff.
That's good.
It's not good. It's great. I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you set a fire because you have a crush on the local firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you'll be that firefighter. Mm-hmm. And you also just came from a diner where you got punched in the face. Forget that last part.
I'm so glad you were able to come and put out the fire.
No problem. Just doing my job.
Well, you know, you say doing your job, but I consider you to be kind of a hero.
Do you mind if I take off my jacket so you can see my sweaty shirt? I mean, so I can air out my body. It got really hot in there.
I always say air on the side of caution. Throw caution to the wind, and nothing airs you out like wind.
Oh, and look. Oh, there's a little kitten that I saved earlier today. Here you go.
Meow.
Oh, thanks. I don't want this. I don't.
You'll grow. You'll learn to love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
you can come over and see it whenever you want. If you want to visit, once I get my new place, you know, since this one is all burnt down and everything.
Aww. Yeah. Do you have any idea how the fire could have started?
Oh, no. I mean, I wasn't even home.
What's this, mattress?
Hey, whoa, get out of my pocket there, cat. This is matches. I mean, I am a smoker. I'm trying to quit.
Because it seems like it was lit on fire on purpose. Hey, kitty.
Yeah?
Why don't you take a look around?
Okay. Oh, gasoline.
Okay. So I can explain that.
Wait, let me put this tiny little fire hat on this cat while you explain that to him.
Wait a second. Is that cat a fireman as well?
Well, now...
Anyway, yeah, the gasoline, I can explain that. See, my car ran out of gasoline, and so I had to go buy some from the gas station and put
What's
it into
this?
My car.
Porn for horses?
Okay.
Horse porn or porn for horses?
It's four
What's
horses.
The difference?
It's four
There's
horses.
There's a huge difference.
I'll clear this up. It's four horses by horses. So it's horse porn. It's ethical horse porn
for horses.
Horses.
That sounds biblical.
Made possible by viewers like you.
See.
Anything to plug, everybody?
Hold on. I want to give you one more riddle. What do you call an unsinkable virgin?
Titanic. Unsinkable virgin. The unsinkable Molly Brown? Unsinkable virgin.
Who's Molly Brown?
The woman on the Titanic who Kathy Bates played.
I thought this was a person you knew from like high school or something.
We call her the unsinkable Molly Brown.
What do you call an unsinkable virgin?
Buoyant.
This one is bad.
An unsinkable virgin.
A cherry float.
Woof.
Ew. Fuck people. God damn it. I hate everyone. No, world. Absolutely not. I'm tired of this one.
Aaron, that's a great message to end on. Get out there, folks. Fuck people.
No,
69.
No. Please just be better. Just be better.
Melania Trump put it best. Be better.
Ugh.
Be best.
Aaron, there are some ones that are way worse than this list.
Let's hear one, fucky sucky lord.
All right, I'll give one. It's just so Aaron will have trouble going to sleep tonight. Aaron, in addition to the obvious, how is a virgin forest like a virgin
God.
Woman?
I don't know.
How's a virgin force like a virgin woman?
They're both bushy. So what do I have to plug?
I hate that for so many reasons.
It's very bad.
You can have as much body hair as you want.
Well, you can't have as much as you want.
Yes, you can.
You can have as much as you want.
You can have as much as you want.
So if I wanted to have, I don't know, full beard, long hair, I could do that.
Yeah.
GPC, when it comes to body hair, you can have as much as you want.
At Olive Garden, when you're here, you're going to eat body hair.
All right, let's plug.
What do you like to plug?
This week, for Doctor Recommendations, I would like to plug, I already mentioned it, Luigi's Mansion 3 for Switch.
Louis C.K.'s Mansion 3?
No. Yeah,
it's a problematic fucking blast. It's so fun. Please check out Luigi's Mansion 3 for Switch. Also, I'm reading a book that I really, really love that I feel like anyone who is in the creative field should read, called Creativity Inc. It's about the story behind the Pixar process. It's so, so good. Even if you don't like Pixar, which who doesn't, it's worth your time. So check that out. Aaron, what do you got to plug?
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. I promote most of my shows and other stuff there. And look up Welcome Back series on Instagram or Twitter or YouTube. And that's my web series that I'm very proud of. JPC?
I'd like to cede my plug times to one more really dirty riddle. My load is sometimes soft, sometimes hard. It's usually warm, and I am sometimes long and sometimes short. Woof. What am I? The answer, laundry, of course, is poop.
The term soft load is, I mean, besides soft computers.
Jupiter, get soft me out of here.
Fuck forever.
Soft load. Created by Adam Refine. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
No, Sean, I told him that I mentioned the microwave, and he said, oh, my God, I already completely forgot about the microwave.
Didn't you say he bet $100 that he would be doing it?
Yeah, and then he didn't. Gadoom it.
Gadoom it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.